Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
I'm going to give a shout-out this week, Chris, to Oakland Raiders linebacker Bruce Irvin. Just a terrific guy. Has been in Oakland a couple of years after coming over from Seattle, Chris, and does an amazing job, both on and off the field. But off the field, he's been doing a football clinic down in West Virginia for a few years now. And any one of his teammates that also does similar things, football camps, such as Michael Crabtree, Irvin will be there in a volunteering role as a coach. He does a lot of coaching, volunteering for football camps throughout California, Chris, and it's amazing. He goes to a lot of things, both sponsored by Oakland and other players. Always a man of his word, according to the website, too. And last year, Chris, he did something great, too. You know, he sent something out on Twitter, and he said he would sign every jersey that fans mailed into the Oakland Raiders facility that had his name on it. And he got a ton of them. And guess what, Chris? A man of his word. He fulfilled it, signed them all, and all gratis. But that's the kind of guy he is. But he does a lot of work, Chris, with the mobile food pantries in the Oakland area. As you know, there's a major low-income population out that way. But he's right there. He does a lot with his defensive line fellow players out there in Oakland. They do some great things, but he does an awful lot of things, and he takes a lot of breast cancer survivors out to dinners, Chris. He does things like this, and he's just one of those guys that has never forgotten. And one of his quotes, he said he's been blessed, and he says, I always say God didn't put me in this position to bless not only me, but to bless other people as well. And that's what we're trying to do, and I'm going to continue to do that. That's according to him. And no one here is going to doubt him, Chris. So great spotlight, great reading about this guy. Kudos to Bruce Irvin of the Oakland Raiders this week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Great story, Bob. Kudos to him indeed. And, Bob, this week I'm going to put my spotlight on a feel-good story involving Patriots defensive end Derek Rivers. Rivers was the Patriots' top pick in last year's draft. He was picked in the third round. The Patriots had traded away their first and second round picks. Unfortunately, Rivers missed all of last season due to a knee injury. Anyway, the day after the Super Bowl, he called for a driver from Lyft to come to his house. And Mario Velorio, Mary Velorio, I should say, was the driver who responded to his request to come to his house in North Providence, Rhode Island. In Derek's message, he said that he would be paying for the ride, but it was going to be for somebody else. And when Velorio arrived, not recognizing, you know, who Derek is or his name, Derek introduced her to the man that who was going to be the passenger, and Derek asked her to drive him to Fall River, which is about an hour away. She said Derek and the man concluded their conversation, and they were talking about the Bible. When she and the man drove away, the man started talking about how he was homeless and struggling with alcoholism, and that Derek was helping him. And oh, by the way, Derek plays for the New England Patriots. Velorio then Googled Derek's name to confirm that he, in fact, does play for the Patriots. The ride cost $66, and Derek tipped her $35 for the trip. And Rivers, through his agent, declined to comment about the story because, you know, he wasn't doing it for the publicity or that sort of thing. And on a semi-related note, Bob, last year Rivers purchased an extra meal at a team dinner. And when questioned about why, he said he needed to go deliver meal to a homeless person. So, and he, you know, talked about how, you know, hey, I do this because we all should have a servant's heart. So kudos to Derek Rivers for helping out, you know, this homeless man, you know, dealing with all the things that he is dealing with, you know, amongst others being that alcoholism, plus helping to supply him some meals. And then, you know, here in this story, getting him a ride to where he needed to go. So, Bob, that's not a headline we're going to read anywhere, but you know what? It really should be.
I made my day, Chris, and that's why we save this for the end. It's got to leave anyone listening with a great feeling. And again, our spotlight is to put it back on guys that aren't doing the knucklehead things, which is just so much in the news. It sells, but on this show, we're going to keep it positive, Chris, and thanks for sharing that story. That was great.
Yeah. All right, Bob, it is time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. Our thanks again go out to Gene Lang, Tony Collins, Terrence Edwards, Garrett Webster, and Mike McCormick for joining us. And Bob, as always, it wouldn't be the same if I didn't get to do it with you, my friend. The biggest honor of the night is always getting to spend my Thursday nights right here with you.
Well, thank you, Chris. And please send some good weather up here, will you? I mean, you know, just do me a favor, please. I mean, next 2 days will be okay, but I'm going to need help after that. So I'll be looking for you. But tell me what we're doing here next week.
Yeah, so next week, one of my favorite episodes of the year, you know, our Happy Birthday to Me show is
here
next week, and it's actually going to take place on my actual birthday, so I'm looking forward to the show, and you know, as you can imagine, I've got it stacked with respect to our guests who are going to be joining us. So first of all, we're going to have former Bucks center and our good friend of the show, Todd Washington, making a very long overdue return to the show. Plus, we'll have back-to-back former Steelers linebackers and LaVon Kirkland and Greg Lloyd with us. Plus, it couldn't be a special occasion here on Thursday Night Tailgate if former Rams Pro Bowl quarterback Jim Everett wasn't involved. So Jimmy will be back, as will Tony Collins, of course. So we hope you'll come back and help us you know, celebrate and have a great show. I want to remind everyone, how can you follow us on social media? Well, go on Facebook. We've got a page there for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you're going to be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we've got links to stream, you know, the show as a podcast that link back to our page over on Podbean. So you can go over to Podbean.com or download the Podbean app there on your mobile phone. Take us with you everywhere you go. We also want to send out big thanks to the folks over at Podbean for featuring us on their page underneath the subject of football fans. So if you look for Thursday Night Tailgate or look under football fans, you're going to find us featured right there, as well as our golf show, Next on the Tee. That's right there on the main page of their mobile app. So can't thank them enough for featuring us there as well. Plus, you know, if you just enjoy podcasts in general, you know, across all genres, not just sports, download the Podbean app and check it out. You're going to see, you know, shows from across a lot of different topics that are absolutely fantastic. And, you know, having the Podbean app is a fantastic way to take us with you everywhere you go. You can listen to us whether you're in the car on your commute, you're walking around the grocery store, you're, you know, doing your walk in the morning around the neighborhood, as Bob does every day. You can check him out on his Facebook page. See some of the great pictures around Bob's, you know, neck of the woods. He posts a lot of really great ones. But take us along with you for the ride. We'd really appreciate it. So check us out again, Thursday Night Tailgate and Next on the Tee. We hope you'll make both podcasts a couple of your favorites. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob underscore Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, and I look forward to celebrating your 40th birthday next week. Right, buddy? Okay. Our thanks go out tonight to our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. And we want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, thanks to everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you all the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. On a mission I can't see, they say I am the one.